Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As the birds bring this back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with a number three. Bob Negan is our guest, our good friend. He's forgotten more about how to take care of a retail customer than most people will ever know, and he teaches that. That's the good news, folks. He's given back. You can, and you can get some of it. You can go there, right there to WhizBang Training with an H in Whiz, whizbangtraining.com, and find out about all the different programs he offers. Bob, your book is there. You've got, you're very active on social media. Lots of great stuff there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I would encourage any of your listeners to go to whizbangtraining.com. We have a, every Wednesday, we send out a tip of the week. We have a community on Facebook called WhizBang Retailers. We have a blog, a video blog that I do every Wednesday. So we, you know, we try to practice what we preach. You know, you sample, you sell. And if you come to WhizBang Training, you can get a lot of great free resources. And we hope that, that will lead you down a path, a deeper relationship where we can help you even more.
There you go. So, folks, check it out. We're talking about customer-focused culture, and you say that the key is leadership, not management, to, in order to have a a customer-focused culture. Tell us about that.
So management is, you know, telling people what to do. You know, setting expectations and having accountability and saying, look, this is the way we do things. You know, when we open the store, this is the open and closing checklist. And management is making sure that all of the things you know need to happen get done. But leadership is not just telling them what to do, it's making them want to do it. And when you get people to that place, when you get your team fired up and enthused about who you are, what you are as a business, why you're doing what you do, then all of a sudden you're cooking with gas. You see, there's a ceiling to management. You can only tell people, there's not much inspiration in telling people what to do. There's inspiration.
As much fun as it may be, as much enjoyment as you might get out of it, it is not a good model. It's not a good customer-focused model, is it?
It is not. And when you empower your people to make decisions, when you empower people to live your values, you know, we talked about core values in the first segment. You know, this is where that, you know, and your core values are who you are. When your people know that and respond to that and live it, and feel it, then all of a sudden, when your customers feel it, I mean, when your team feels it, your customers feel it. And you're going to find the people who are attracted to whatever that is you are, whether you're fun, whether you're sophisticated, whether you're friendly, whatever you are as a business. When you as a leader, if you get your team to buy into it, you've created a culture. And when you create a culture, you're going to attract the kind of customers who like that. And that's what you want. You know, more customers from hell. Only good customers.
That's exactly right. Or if they are customers who are difficult, you charge them enough. You make sure you
that's
you,
right.
And here's what people might find interesting. A lot of customers know they're difficult, or they know that they have high requirements, and they don't mind paying for that. In fact, if you had your dream come true, you'd have 100 of those people because they're giving you higher margins. Those are the people
I learned
a long time ago that I wasn't going to be able to make a living if I didn't learn how to serve people who were difficult.
That's right.
And what I found out was they'll pay you more if you're able to make them happy. They know everybody can't do that. They'll keep coming back because they want to be happy.
That's right. No, you're exactly right. You know, what I always say is that the customer is not always right, but the customer is the customer.
Right.
And so you treat them with respect, like you, and you honor their business, and you know you charge them more if that's appropriate. And then if they become too much, if the BS to benefit ratio gets out of whack, you fire them. But
one thing I want to point out is the opposite of the opposite of leadership. In an employee dealing with a customer who has an issue, the opposite of leadership sounds like this. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's our policy.
Oh, my God.
That's the opposite of leadership, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And that whole policy-driven mentality is a reflection of the lack of a customer-focused culture. You know, it's very regimented. It's very rule driven rather than customer driven. You know, I have a concept called WWMCW. What would my customer want? And it's a philosophy and a strategy. And basically WWMCW, you got a problem, WWMCW, you know, you're just always looking at what
keep defaulting over there. Bob, I need your website one more time, please.
It's sure. WhizBangTraining.com with an H, W-H-I-Z, bang. Training.com.
There you go. Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always an honor and a pleasure to talk.
We always love having you on the show. Bob Negan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.